Well, it's extraordinary, and the very, very pleased with the Supreme Court's rulings in both the Windsor case and the Perry case. The certainly the Windsor case will have immediate impact for thousands of Americans across the country, and certainly hundreds and thousands of Marylanders who entered into same-sex marriages since we passed same-sex marriage last year. It means that the bundle of rights that were being held back by the federal government will be passed forward to them. And then in the case of in the Perry case, certainly the people of California and same-sex couples in California will be able to have that same equality, and I think that's a tremendous result as well. And it's a step, a huge step, in the process nationwide as Americans fight for equality, for this very, very basic sense of equality.
Practically, the Windsor case, the Defense of Marriage Act case, what will this mean for same-sex couples? What benefits will they enjoy now that heterosexual couples have enjoyed since the beginning of the federal government, I guess?
Sure. You look at just the basis for the Windsor case, and what happened was there were two people who were married legally in the state of New York. It was a same-sex couple. One of the two passed away, but because the widow in that case did not benefit from the marriage rights that are conferred in how estate taxes are calculated, she was responsible for paying over $360,000 in extra estate taxes because her marriage wasn't recognized by the federal government. What the Supreme Court did today is said that, you know, look, these marriage laws, those are determined by the states, and the states in now 12 states across the country have recognized same-sex marriages. And the Supreme Court said, well, we can't treat some marriages differently than others for the basis of this bundle of rights. So that's just one example. It's joint filing of taxes, it's Social Security disability payments and survivorship benefits. There are a lot of rights and benefits that can now be conferred in those states where they recognize same-sex marriage.
Personally, what will this mean for you and your relationship?
Well, I'm not married as of yet, and so it's a little premature. So we'll see what happens. But I will say that I work as a state's attorney, and one of my friends who's who's married to her partner. We were texting a moment ago, and we both said, you know, got very excited that she's going to be able to file her tax return jointly. So it's those little things and the recognition of those things that are so very important to same-sex couples, because again, it means equality, and it means this is a very, very big day.